Good morning and welcome to episode 39 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 23rd of February 2021 and today's episode is new Spotify announcements. So I don't know if you take part or looked into that Spotify announcement that they did yesterday. So they had a big show on both on YouTube but also on their own platform. I couldn't get their own platform to work, so I actually viewed it on YouTube. I will provide a link in the show notes so you can take a look yourself if you want to. It was a 1.5 long production that it was very, very well produced, I would say, very inspired by the Apple events, and you could really feel how this was super professionally done. But instead of Apple's very bright, white, clean type of view or feeling, the feeling was more studio, dark music, like this creamy kind of thing, and I kind of liked it. And today I will talk a little bit about what they mentioned on this event, but I will also give a little bit of my thoughts and comments around what they announced. But before we do that, I want to be very transparent about my relationship with Spotify. And I am a Spotify customer and has been a Spotify customer for a long time, probably 10, 13, 15 years, something like that, very, very long time. This was way back in the time when you needed an invite to get on the platform. So I've been a user for a long time and a premium user for a very long time. I have also actually been working for Spotify as a consultant for quite a long time. I was there for 2 years. So I think I kind of know the culture and how the company works inside. It's not too long I was there either. And I am actually a little bit proud of Spotify because it's a Swedish company. So you should keep all this in mind when you hear what I'm saying. But I also don't want this episode to be a Spotify fan episode. It will definitely not be. I want to relay a little bit about the information that I picked up yesterday, and I will also give my commentary on it. But now you know what my background is with Spotify. So I think the biggest news that they released yesterday was that they will now launch in 85 more markets or 85 more countries. And that is, I think they are in 100, or it's almost a doubling of the number of countries that they are active in. And what they see in these countries is that they have around 500 million users that are already internet users and are then potentially new Spotify users. And they also look into the future a little bit, and what they see is that in the potential for this market is 1 billion users. So there is a very good way that they, or a good reason that they're doing it. They won't need to build the audiences. And I think it's quite great that the people in these countries get access to music in a very easy way. But if we look in this from the podcaster's perspective, how will that impact us? Initially, not very much, I don't think, or anything at all. We will not notice that there is 500 million more potential users. Because these users are already on the internet and they already have access to our podcasts, but through other means like iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all of these other potential channels where your podcast is available. So you're already marketing against these people, but so short term it will not show anything for us YouTubers or podcasters. But in the longer term, I think it can actually increase a little bit the usage for podcast users, because now these new users of Spotify, they will be subjected to Spotify's algorithm. And that means that your podcast may be produced or presented to new people, to a new audience. If we look at my my usage, I can see where people is listening from. And for my Swedish show, I see that around 7 to 10% of the listens or downloads, they come from Spotify. But this high number is most likely because I've done some marketing and used a Spotify link for that marketing. If we look for this show, the download is less than 1%. So I don't think that this new big announcement with all the big markets will impact us YouTubers or podcasters a lot.
That is a really good point, Martin. What's up next?
Thanks, Izzy. So the next thing that was announced during this big thing was that they talked about things that will be released for us podcasters. And the things that they are going to do, they're going to use Anchor, so the podcast host that they acquired last year, as a mechanic to do this. So what you will be able to do if you are on Anchor, you will start be able to inject music from the Spotify catalog into your podcast. So this will make it really easy for you to make a music podcast, for example, or discuss and talk and use that music. But Spotify will then, of course, go in and pay the royalties for the music that's been used in your podcast to the artist. And they're going to use the same way they're doing today. But of course, this is only for podcasts hosted on Anchor, and they will then only be playable through Spotify, so that Spotify have control over this and can monetize this stream. Another thing that they announced was a new WordPress plugin, and that's going to help writers to create podcasts from their written content. And I thought, well, this sounds interesting. What I would like is to have a WordPress plugin for Anchor. Maybe there is one. I'm not an Anchor user, so I'm not too into that. But maybe there is a plugin so you can actually work with your podcast in WordPress and then upload your content to Anchor. But this is so that the authors, they are creating their articles, and then they're going to be able to produce that article as a podcast. And the only thing or way I can think about that being done is through text to speak. So maybe it's going to sound something like this.
Hey and welcome to episode 38 of Martin Unkut. Today it is 23rd of February 2021.
Well, I really hope that they're going to do something that is a little bit better than that, don't you? This was the polyphonic voice from my Mac. So they probably have better engines for it. But I mean, I don't think it's going to be very dynamic. And I think that you actually, at least in the first few years, going to notice that this is something that is built by a machine. But we'll see when that comes out. So the third thing that they're going to do with Anchor is that they're going to let people communicate better with their listeners and the audiences. And the way they're going to do that is through polls and other direct forms of communications. There is a little bit more information around it in the presentation, but it was a little bit, maybe I would like to know more. But it's sure interesting, and it's definitely something that you want to do as a podcaster. You want to know more about your users, and you want to be able to build this connection with your listeners, not only one way. So I think it's a good initiative, but the thing I don't like with it, it's going to be tied to the Spotify platform or to Anchor. So it's not going to be something that is for all podcasts. So that's the downside here. They also talked quite a lot about better statistics, and that was mainly then for ad buyers. So they are going to use that for podcasting, because a big fear for ad buyers today is that a lot of the statistics today is actually based on downloads. And downloads doesn't mean that anyone listened to your show. It just means that they got it down to the device. But with Spotify and Anchor, the thing here is that if you stream out the episode, you actually know how far into the episode someone listened. So in that way, you can actually say and give value to the ad buyer that this ad was actually listened to. On the other hand, I don't think that these ads are going to be evergreen. So if you put something into a recording, that's always going to be in there. So that's not going to change. So they also talked about the streaming ad insertion. That's what they use, I think, for Anchor today. So when you start a show, there is a little ad played and maybe in during the show as well. And they're going to extend the Spotify ad network so that you can easier actually put ads into podcasts so that you can easier get paid. And they're also going to do this for all the Anchor podcasts, of course. But it's also, so the rollout is first for the exclusive and then for the Anchor podcasts. And lastly, third-party podcasts will also be able to get monetized this way through Spotify. And that is a little bit interesting, I think. And there is both good and bad things related to this. So it can definitely help the us podcasters to make money on our show, if that is what we want. But all the people does not want to do that. But I also think that you will need a very high number of streams to be able to make any money, because if you look back on a lot of the criticism that Spotify has gotten, is that the creators, the music, the artists, they get a little bit, very little pay. They need to have a very high number of streams to actually get a substantial amount of money. And for a lot of us podcasters, we have a fairly niche audience, which means that we don't have millions or billions of listeners to our show. So that means that the traffic that comes through Spotify and that they can insert ads to is going to be very small, and the payout will then most likely be very small. So a better strategy is likely better to actually go out and negotiate your deals with your potential customers directly, because you're going to get, you don't have a middle hand, and you can also talk with the correct kind of ad buyers that is more interested in your show, and you can get the price up, because, you know, niche listeners to a specific company. So that's a better match. That was kind of the thoughts I had for the Spotify announcements yesterday. So if you like this show, please share it with your friends and your family. Why not go into iTunes and rate it and leave a review? That would be very, very appreciated by me. And if you have any feedback, questions or comments, feel free to get in touch with me. You can find all the links on the website, martinhagen.se/about. That's everything for today. I wish you a super good day and listen in tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Unka, your daily technology dose.